Welcome back to Pop Culture Failure, where we watch a show from our youth to see how it stands up. I'm Sky.
I'm Jake.
And we are doing a super spooky episode.
It's so spooky.
That's correct. While technically this series was a success, it sucks pretty hard.
Yeah, it was such a cash grab at the time.
Yeah, it worked. It's got four seasons.
I watched it.
Yeah, I remember liking it also, but maybe it was just the first season. Specifically Camp Nowhere, or whatever it was.
It's Goosebumps, the Haunted Mask 2 is what we're watching, in case we hadn't said that.
We're going to get there. Yeah, we're watching the second one.
Because it's the worst one.
It is not great. I read the book, and as we were watching it, things came back to me.
Oh, I don't remember.
It's been probably two decades since I've read it.
It's book number 36. It's based on The Haunted Mask 2.
Mm-hmm. It's not very good. It's the one with the old man mask.
Yeah. In case you don't remember what happened in the first The Haunted Mask, Carly Beth wanted to be scary because she was tired of being scared by her friends Steve and Chuck. And so she got a mask from a spooky mask shop where a spooky man was making spooky masks.
I believe it was called The Party Store.
Oh, I'm sorry. She got a spooky mask from a spooky party store where a man was making spooky masks. And then it stuck to her head, and then...
Because evil magic.
Yeah, and then because her mom made a bust of her head that was love instead of creepy, it got off of her head and she buried it.
That's correct.
So that's Haunted Mask 1. Now let's do Haunted Mask 2, because it's Halloween's!
Spookums and whatnot.
Spookums?
Sure did. Luckily, it's on Netflix if you want to watch it, but I would recommend not.
Whatever, you guys got 50 minutes of your life.
We get it feels significantly longer.
It does.
And also, it turns out Goosebumps doesn't have cold opens.
Nope,
just the opening credits.
You'd think like something would happen, and then there would be like a spooky like cliffhanger for a second, and then the opening credits. But nope, just a G flying around at dogs and billboards.
The dog's eyes glow. Dog's eyes glow. That's a thing. I mean, he gets cat eyes, but like if you shine the light, because
that spooky G. So we get a sweet introduction by R.L. Stine.
He's in a room and it's full of masks, if you can believe it.
Haunted masks.
Well, maybe we can only prove that they're masks.
In the first one, those masks like hover around and like go.
Do they?
So they're a little haunted. Not as haunted as the others.
But Mr. Stine tells us that whoever makes these masks escaped the room in a hurry because. Evil or something.
R.L. Stine tells us all of this in the most deadpan fashion. I met R.L. Stine once. I'm sure I've said it on the podcast because it's my favorite story. But that's how he spoke the entire time. He was so nice and cordial and thanked me for reading his books, but he did not change the tone of his voice once.
Maybe he can't.
Yeah, I've heard him on a podcast as well, and he spoke like that the entire time, even when it was things he was excited or happy about. That's just how he talks.
That's his curse. That's his haunt. After we get our intro from R.L. Stine, he tells us, viewer beware instead of reader beware, because that's like the thing on his books.
Yeah, because he wrote some books and then they made shows of them.
Carly Rae Jepsen and
Carly
some girl,
Beth.
Are walking. I don't know her friend's name.
Sabrina.
Sure.
Sabrina is also...
Way more into this than I was.
Sabrina also is the older sister in The Tower of Terror. Her name is Sue.
I don't remember anything about
Tower. They're in London, and they're in a tower. And
is it London Tower?
And what?
Is it London Tower?
Yes, in fact, it is. No, it doesn't fall, but it is spooky.
Oh, that's London Bridge.
It's spooky, and stuff happens.
That sounds right.
But she's in that one as well.
I believe you.
Those are her two film credits. I looked her up.
But Carly Rae, or Carly... What?
Carly Beth.
Carly Beth. That one wasn't on purpose.
I know.
Carly Beth is carrying a bust of herself that her mom made.
From where?
I don't know. Why does
she
have
reason?
It? For no reason? Couldn't tell you. But she's got it.
Here's my theory. They seem to have a bag full of costume stuff.
It's at least got like a cheerleading pom-pom in it.
I think it's Sabrina's tiger costume from later because it's orange. But here's my theory is that they were trying on masks and she doesn't try on masks anymore. So Carly Beth puts it on that bust to see if it will fit her head.
Well, in the book, her mom never stopped making them. she just made one after the other after the other.
I do remember that now that you mention that.
And I think they were up to six, and I guess this one was the best one so far. And she just had it.
Way weirder than her making one.
Yeah. Also, I think this happened much later in the book, because they're walking, and then Chuck and the other kid...
Steve is the main character of this episode.
I know. It wasn't very good.
It's a different Steve than the first Taunted Mask.
Gasp.
They changed Steve's on us.
But, like, in the book, he accosts her and threatens to punt the bust onto a roof. And that's how he coerces the information as to where to go find the haunted masks at from Carly.
You remember weird shit.
Yeah. Like, I can't remember this kid's name, but I remember the details of the book I read fucking 20 years ago.
You probably wrote a book report about it.
I did not. I think I chose to read this one.
Hmm.
For reasons I don't remember.
I mean,
it was...
I definitely read it, probably several times.
But Sabrina and Carly Beth notice the two boys, Steve and Chuck. And
they're
then
not afraid.
They scare them because they're getting their...
Well, it's on account of Carly Beth learned to not be afraid on account of she was fucking possessed. Yeah. A year ago, she was possessed by a goddamn mask. These two morons can't scare her.
And then Steve's annoyed because he can't scare her anymore. Because he's an awful person. But then he's like, you know, what about that mask you had last year? You should tell me where to get one. It was terrifying. And Carly's just like, I got rid of it. I don't want to talk about it.
Everyone's so, like, obsessed with masks. I mean, probably at this point in my life, I was probably still a little scared of masks. I'm not anymore because I'm very brave now. But, yeah, I'm scared of everything. But, like, why not just go to, like, a store and get a mask? Are there no stores?
That's how things work.
Also, Carly Beth is wearing a zip-up hoodie underneath of her overalls.
Yes.
Is that a thing?
It was the
90s. Was that a thing?
Layers was the thing in the
90s. Well, I mean, layers,
oversized,
but why
layers.
Would you wear a zip-up hoodie under there?
I don't know.
What if she gets hot? She has to take her overalls off to take her hoodie off.
Then she just undoes one, and then the bib folds over super cool.
I don't know, I just feel like you run the risk of your pants dropping while you're trying to take your jacket off.
It's a different time. But Carly, he's like, so where did you get that mask? And she's like, you don't want a mask like that. I put it on three times and then it glued to my face and turned me evil. She just throws that shit out there. No hesitation.
I mean, it's been a year. These are her friends. They've probably spoken about it.
Well, Sabrina is her friend. Sabrina seems to be the only one who knows about it.
I can't decide what level of friendship she has with these boys.
I don't know. Because they don't seem to, like, she's sympathetic to them, but she doesn't seem to like them.
But in the first one, they're really mean to her.
Exactly.
I don't know. But, like, later, like, Steve's mom seems to be very familiar with Carly Beth and Sabrina, so I don't know.
Well, maybe they're friends, and they're forced to be near each other.
Oh, like, their parents were friends, so they had to hang out, like, when they were little and stuff?
Right. Steve grabs the bust, and he and Chuck start playing keep away because they're just the worst.
These guys aren't that bad. I watched Hocus Pocus last night, and the bullies in that are just terrible. They just stand outside of a house and demand the candy from children who have just been trick-or-treating in that house. Are there bullies like that? First of all, why did not the homeowner call the police?
Or at least shoo them off of your
property. It was like seven guys like standing there being like, give us candy, you can't go through. I'm sorry, are you going to beat up this child and go to jail? What is your end game? At least this time they want a mask. Like, they're being productive bullies. Sorry. I've just been thinking about that a lot.
It's all right.
And we're this town as well as the town in Hocus Pocus and, like, that movie Trick or Treat and any other, really any other TV or movie Halloween town. Everyone fucking goes all out. Like, everything is covered in decorations.
It's true.
We are... Like,
there's no Grinches in this town.
We're like 9 days away from Halloween right now, and I can't see a single pumpkin from where I'm sitting.
We're recording in my new house.
And Sky's neighbors live in the weird Halloween town that everyone on TV does.
It is not festive here at all.
Didn't mean to yell. I just want to live in one of these towns where everyone wants it to be Halloween, and it's always fucking Saturday on Halloween because no one has to go to work the next day.
But anyway, Sabrina grabs the head and then she gives it to Carly and then they walk away.
Her name is Carly Beth.
Nope. That's a stupid name.
Sky, you don't get... First of all, your name's Sky.
No, it's not.
Did you see me remember?
So Sabrina's like, what did happen to that mask? And Carly Beth is just, I buried it. It's probably taken care of.
Yeah.
And then we cut over to the cemetery where she buried it, apparently. And somebody pushes the mask up from
Sky,
some AstroTurf.
No one's pushing it up. It's haunted.
And it's escaping its subterranean prison.
Don't ruin the magic.
That's kind of what we do here.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, I guess it can fly because we get some blue screen of the mask gently drifting around the cemetery. And then we cut over to the mask shop where the mask maker.
The shopkeeper. That's what they continuously refer to him as.
Well, he doesn't get a name.
Not the weird mad scientist who makes haunted masks.
Yeah, who's got a melted face.
Yeah, it's implied that he, in the last one, it's implied that he's trying to fix his face, so he keeps making new ones, and these are all his old faces that didn't work out, because he's sort of green.
Did he make them kind of horrific, or did they just end up that
way? I think they just end up that way, because he hates them, and he hates himself. But I don't know if he grows them on his head, and that's what's happening, or if he grows a face and then wants to put it on his face to cover his blotchy skin or whatever.
It's real hard to tell.
I think he's growing them on his head because he's sort of green in this one.
I just assumed it was the shitty lighting.
No, he's got like a green, he's got green makeup all over his head. And in the last one, he does not. So I assume he's growing a new mask on his face and he's going to take it off soon. Like, these are all like, they've been molted off of his face. They're like,
that's much worse.
Yeah, it's way creepier when you know what's happening.
He is throwing them into a furnace because he doesn't like them and they're evil. But apparently he never bothered. It's been a year and he hasn't bothered trying to retrieve that other one or tracking down Carly Rae.
Or
Carly Beth.
Damn it, Sky. Or, like, why not burn all of these, like, November 1st of last year instead of waiting till Halloween a year later?
Apparently,
when Halloween is full of evil magic.
A point that will be made in just a moment, because he hears a hissing and turns around and the mask is just in his house floating there.
How did it open the door? It doesn't have hands.
Maybe it used its mouth. He's like, it's just as I feared. So, well, if you were afraid of it, why?
Halloween has brought you back.
Actual line from the show. And then he's like, he hates this mask. He's like, I'm going to stop you. And he holds up the fire poker and then doesn't swing at it at all. And then the mask wears the man.
But because of budgetary restraints, we see it sort of fly at him. Then it cuts and shows us the fire for a second. And then it pans over and he's wearing it. We don't actually see anything spooky happen on screen.
Also, the eye holes have cloth over them, like Daredevil's mask. But instead of being creepy, it's just like, why is there cloth over his eyes?
Because he's not in there. The mask is in charge or something.
We cut to the next day. There's an old man walking across.
Because foreshadowing. I mean, to be fair, this show has a lot more like tropes and literary devices and things that are present in literature and film than the Turtles did.
Yeah.
This has structure and a beginning, middle, and end. So.
Well, they were taken from books that sold reasonably well.
That were pretty well written for what they were, so yeah. I guess that's true.
So it's harder to screw that up instead of you just making things up.
Sky, we've seen
because
things,
of barrels full
we've
of
seen
props.
Movies and TVs shows that are based on either books or other properties that have been very screwed up, so it is possible.
True, but it's harder.
I guess so.
Or at least there's less reason.
Yeah.
But Charles and Steven are sitting on a bench, and then Steve's just like, I want to scare people because I'm a sociopath. It's our last year of being children because they're 13 or something. I don't know. Maybe they're 12, and that's why they don't think they can go.
Their bar mitzvah's between now and next Halloween.
That's it.
Carly Beth's going to have her quinceañera.
I believe it's a bat mitzvah.
They're not all Jewish. One of them has to be Hispanic, I would imagine. Well,
Beth is not. So they're just chatting about finding a scary mask, and then the fucking haunted mask in goddamn broad daylight.
He's just running around.
It's just there. And then they chase him, and he leads them to the party store. And these fucking idiots just, yeah, let's follow this man wearing a scary mask.
Well, he has it's the scary mask that they wanted.
Sure.
I mean, I would never follow a man wearing a scary mask.
Yeah, Because he ran away from you.
Not only did he run away, this seems to be this scary abandoned part of town.
There was just a wandering dog in that establishing
and shop. None of that grass has been mowed for a really long time. The real threat here is getting stabbed for your wallets.
Or abducted into the sex trade.
That's true.
People were not on the lookout for that in the 90s.
Sky, keep your eye on Chuck here. He never shuts his mouth. He's constantly breathing through his mouth.
Chuck doesn't want to go into this abandoned store because there's a bunch of reasons to not do that. But Steve is just like, nah, I'm gonna break and enter because it's probably abandoned and there's probably no one here, and that's still not a felony, right?
12-year-old you would have broken into abandoned stores.
12-year-old me was very similar to 30-something-year-old me.
Boring as fuck.
Yeah. Eventually, Steven coerces Chuck into going in. And
it's spooky inside.
They don't look in the actual store area at all. They just go straight into the basement because they want desperately to be murdered.
Does the back door just lead down to the basement? I don't understand how this back door works.
There's a door
that'll
lead directly into the store. And they're like, nah, fuck that. I'm going to go in the basement. There's probably things down there.
Sky, where do you think the mask maker makes his masks? In the basement. Except in the first one, it was in the back room, so I don't know.
So he starts shuffling through some boxes that do have some Halloween stuff in them.
That have regular masks. Like you would buy at a store. Just go to a store.
Problem solved, buddy.
And then he sees the spookiest mask.
There were a couple others that didn't get burned either.
Yeah, he only burned like two, and there were more than two.
But there's just the one there now. But it's an old man mask with a single tooth dangling from the mouth.
Do you think there's a different story we didn't see where other kids stole the other masks?
They don't get them taken off?
Yeah.
Yes. He takes the old man mask, shoves it under his jacket because he's afraid of the security cameras? Dude, you just broke in. People saw that.
Not people, just Steve and that dog.
I guess.
I mean, Chuck and that dog.
Yeah. So we cut over to Steve's house. His mom is getting his pirate costume ready. Apparently he was a pirate last year also. And the dog is wearing a cone hat. And the dog's damn adorable. Best actor in the show.
He does pull that hat off well. But so we go in the 90s room. 90s room ever. There's a poster of Cable on the wall.
Sure is. And yellow handprints on the door and on the walls. It's a weird painting choice.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but it makes me uncomfortable.
I don't like it. But it was probably really cool at the time.
Maybe. But Steve's very excited at the aspect of frightening other people wearing this stupid mask. But he doesn't want his mom to know that he has it because he stole it because he's a criminal and a shitty kid.
Well, also, she put all that work into his costume.
That was clearly store-bought.
All right. She was sewing a parrot on the shoulder.
Also, he was a pirate last year, so it's probably last year's costume.
All right.
She let out the sleeves a bit.
What is the poster behind him right now?
I don't know. I don't recognize those characters.
I was hoping you would know. It's probably like Wildstorm.
Is that Courtney Love?
I don't know who that was. I couldn't tell either.
There's a bunch of weird posters. The only identifiable character is Cable.
Yeah, because he's gigantic because he's Cable.
And he's holding two ridiculously oversized guns, and he has one glowy eye.
It's unmistakably Cable.
Yeah.
But those other guys definitely look very Wildstormy or something.
Yes, absolutely. But Steve lies to his mom. He's like, yeah, I'm totally going to wear this, Mom. And I don't know if you noticed, but on his door, he has the handprints. But on, like, the side of his door, there's, like, a bunch of symbols and runes that are probably just little kid scribbles. It seems as though he's warding off spirits or something.
Well, I mean, his friend did get stuck in a haunted mask. Maybe
he doesn't know that, though.
It's hard to tell. She said something earlier about it. I don't think she's being quiet about that mask. I think she's talking
over. She did tell them very readily, but whatever. He goes down for dinner and tosses the mask on the bed, and then there are spiders on it that are real. And then we get like an act break, and we cut back, and Carly Beth is putting on her duck costume, and the creepy bust of her is just sitting on the mantle staring with her unblinking eyes while the haunted mask floats around outside cackling.
The duck costume is the costume she was going to wear last year, but she didn't because she was a haunted mask.
Right.
Also, her mom comes out and acts as if she just made that duck mask. And she did not.
Not at all. Her little brother is a bee, and he wants to wear the mask.
So he can be a killer bee.
And she says, you can't wear it. If you put it on three times, it'll stay on your face forever.
See, she
How does she know that number?
The guy told her in the last one.
Oh, okay, good. Because, like, was it just the third? That's one time, one instance. Maybe each mask is different. You don't know.
Yeah, the internet said it's implied when he says it that every mask is like that. Because I looked it up. But also, I mean, she very quickly tells her brother about it. Like, in front of her mom, she's like, no, it'll get stuck in your face. It's evil. And her mom's like, kids.
Am I right? But apparently, Carly is 13. I don't know what she's playing in the show, but the actress is 13 years old. And her mom's just like, yeah, be home by midnight. I'm leaving you unattended. It's fine.
But they live in one of those towns where Halloween's a big deal. That's true. What people do. Also, it was 1996. So, I mean, trick-or-treating happened at night, unlike now.
Because child murder hadn't been invented yet.
Yeah.
Carly Beth bails and meets up with Sabrina, and they're just trick-or-treating.
I don't think she bails. I think she just leaves. That's when she was...
Well, I don't know. Was she supposed to bring her brother? Because she leaves without him.
I don't think so.
Mom doesn't leave with him.
He probably has a group of friends he's going trick-or-treating with. Or maybe he's going to the church for a Halloween party.
Sabrina and Carly bump into Chuck, and he's being the godfather, though he has a grill.
No, I think he has braces.
Oh. I thought it was part of his costume.
No.
Because I thought it was gold, but I suppose you could have gold braces.
Yeah, I think they're just shiny braces.
Well, he shouldn't be shoving cotton in there, because that'll get all gummed up.
It's a grill.
I thought he had a grill. He's like, I'm a gangster, and I thought he was mismatching, but grills weren't really popular for a while yet. I don't know.
Know anything about grills. So they can't find Steve, so they're like, where did Steve go? And then they're like, in that store? What? Haunted.
He's probably fine.
Yeah.
He totally didn't go in there. They don't name the store. They just keep calling it the party supply store, and that's not what the sign said. It said, like, novelty shop or something.
I mean, maybe that's the only party supply store.
Then why did it go out of business? Several years ago, there was a lot of cobwebs built up.
Because people kept getting murdered by the masks that they put on from there, that's why.
Then everybody should know about the masks.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Get Arl Stein on the phone. You met him
once. Arl, listen. Remember when we met that one time and we were best friends?
So we cut over, and Steve hasn't left his house yet. He's just in his room pretend packing.
He's waiting for Chuck.
Well, they were both asking where he was, and he's like, I don't know.
No, he says, I'm going to get him right now.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention again.
God damn it, Sky.
He's so hard for this mask. He's just, he's holding so out in front of him.
For this mask.
Yeah, he's holding it up, and he's just smiling at it creepily. He's like, I'm going to scare so many people today. It's going to be awesome. And it's really unsettling. This kid's a sociopath.
I mean, technically, probably. He loves scaring people.
And all people at that age are sociopaths.
Yeah, that's true. He hasn't grown out of his sociopathic tendencies yet.
That dog's still wearing that hat.
Yeah, what a good dog.
Yeah, he goes downstairs and mom's like, hey, why aren't you wearing the costume I got you? And then he's got the mask stuffed in his pillowcase that he's using for trick-or-treating.
Yeah, I guess so. Everyone else has a really nice, fancy bag.
It seems like it's just a full pillow because he's got so much stuff in there, including the mask, and the dog doesn't like it. And the dog
dogs
away.
Know.
They can sense evil. And then the doorbell ring, some children yell trick or treat and then ring the bell. It seems like a weird sequence.
And then the mom gives them so much candy each. She gives them like a full giant handful of candy each.
Maybe they're on like a secluded lane and they don't get a lot of trick or treaters. So she bought too much candy.
Maybe. Or maybe this is just one of those towns where everyone does Halloween too hard.
Steve is basically still in his yard changing clothes. I was just like, why?
By changing clothes, you mean putting on that old man cardigan?
Yep. It's got some holes in it. And he pulls out the mask and puts it on and tucks it into his shirt. And then while Chuck is on his way there,
he's taking his goddamn time.
Yeah. He's acting as though he's looking for him. Steve hides in some bushes. Steve hides in some bushes and, you know, siren songs Chuck over to them in an old man voice. And she's like, so. No one was taught anything, or nobody's seen a single scary movie in this town.
No, because it's a very wholesome Halloween town.
Except for all the scary masks.
Well, yeah. Maybe that's why they drove that man out, because it wasn't wholesome enough.
There it is.
He was selling pornographic Halloween masks.
This one just has a dick for a mouth. But Chuck, like, Steve pops out and is like, boo! Sort of. And he's like, I'm an old man.
Sort of.
Well, like, he's trying to scare Chuck, but he doesn't in a very awkward way. He's like, I'm an old man, for real.
Yeah,
and Chuck's like, you're wearing Steve's clothes. The clothes he was wearing earlier today. He's like, no, I'm an old man, sonny boy.
Everyone in this town is so afraid of the elderly as well. And then he takes the mask off for a second time.
I was just kidding after all. I lied to you just then. Ah, ha, ha. What a funny prank I did.
Did something happen to you when you were younger?
No, I just hate this kid. Okay. This kid sucks. Chuck wants to see the mask, and then Steve hoards it like he's goddamn Golem with the ring.
Well, I mean,
isn't it the greatest?
It is haunted. It has a hold of him now. I mean, he was super stoked on masks before, but now that the mask has gotten inside of his brain, yeah, he's basically just one big walking boner.
The masks.
Also, they're at the age where they're just discovering boners. So if suddenly something gives you a boner, you're going to want to hold on to that thing.
He's going to have some weird stuff to explain to future girlfriends later on.
Yeah. Yeah, I was once an old man raging hard on the whole time.
He puts the mask back on because Chuck wanted to see it. He's like, you'd see it, but on my face. Chuck touches it. He's like, it feels like real skin. That's gross.
Because it is real skin. It's that old man's face or something.
Yeah. And then Steve just like, watch this. And then runs over and attacks some children. He just grabs somebody's candy and then shrieks at them.
My favorite thing about Halloween and TV and movies is that no one is ever anything that's licensed. Everyone is just
I'm a vampire.
Nurse.
Yeah. I'm an artist. I'm a firefighter.
I'm a gangster.
A ballerina, etc. You've seen movies.
Yeah, you know things.
This was the third time, right? Yeah, this is time number three. So now it's bonded to his skin. And he notices that he's very tired.
Because old men
energy.
Get tired.
They do. I work at a pharmacy. And he's like, I'm just tired. I need energy. So then he just starts like mainlining candy. And I'm pretty sure this was peak. People are going to put razor blades in your candy.
Time. No, I think that was the 80s.
Was it? Okay.
I mean, there were still residual people are going to put razor blades in your candies.
Well, yeah. Or lace it with drugs. It's like, drugs are expensive. They're not going to do that for free.
Yeah, right? Also, I mean, take a bite of your candy, and if it's razor bladey, stop.
Steve's just, like, horking candy through this mask, and then Charles is like, you're gross, dude. This is real gross. Steve just starts insulting him because the mask is evil.
Haunted.
Sure.
Two.
And Steve's just a dick, so Chuck's like, I'm out. Fuck this.
We'll try and feel up the girls. At no point does he try and do that.
No. Well, not on screen anyway.
Right. They're young. Their bodies
Steve
are
blooming. Definitely does because his entire face is covered. And that's how sociopaths and sexual predators do. But Sabrina and Carly are having just a lovely time. And then that old man from earlier gives them some candy. He can't identify a tiger.
But he's old.
Well, in his day, there were many more tigers, so he should have been able to identify it.
This guy, he was a POW for most of his life.
Right, and in that Taiwanese camp, there were lots of tigers.
That's what they had for dinner.
But Chuck manages to find, like, this must be a very tiny town, because Chuck can find two random girls pretty quickly.
I mean, to be fair, if you know where they start trick-or-treating, unless they're complete and utter morons, they're probably going to be on a proper path.
I guess that's fair, and if it's a regular grid system, that makes sense. But still, it just, like, it seems convenient, like,
well,
Tolkien.
It's TV's guy.
It's true. Something needs to drive the plot. So Steve is being a dick. He's smashing pumpkins on doors and running around eating candy and yelling at children.
It's basically what I do at my job.
And here, he finally reaches a point where he starts coughing and such. And I thought for a moment he was going to vomit up like a bunch of like
right?
slime or something. Meanwhile, Chuck is telling Carly and Sabrina all about him actually sneaking into a building and stealing that mask after all.
Bum,
I lied
bum, bum.
Earlier. Sorry. And then Steve falls down and dies.
And that's the end of Act 1!
Well, it's the end of Part 1.
Yeah, well, yeah. I know, it's TV. I was just yelling things. Calm the fuck down, Sky.
I'll stab your face off.
That means we have still twice as much to go.
Yeah, we're only a half hour in. So, we cut back, episode 2, and Chuck is still explaining how Steven has stolen that mask. And Steve's just on the ground writhing, trying to just survive. And he finds a stick that he'll use as a walking stick.
I feel like if you eat that much candy as an old man, you're going to get diabetes real quick.
Yeah, what's happening is he's going into diabetic shock.
Yeah, his old ass pancreas can't handle it.
He was not prepared. He doesn't have his insulin. There's just a lot of factors happening against him.
That's why you buy that mask in the package, because it comes with an insulin pump.
They spritzed that mask so it's glistening now. It's a lot more uncomfortable, and he's begging people for help. And Steve runs up to some kids, and they're like, dude, you... nope, not helping you. And then they run away. And rightfully so. He looks like a monster. He walks up to a door, and he's going to ask the people in there for help. And he notices the mask on himself for the first time, because he didn't actually look at himself in a mirror while wearing it.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
And he's just covered in spiders, because they were in the hair of the mask. Because
the mask is real, so the spiders are real.
Now, except for the ones that aren't.
Yeah.
And whoever's house this is, they're out trick-or-treating.
Yeah, like, you're literally on the night of the year where everyone will answer their door if they're home. And you walked up to the one house that doesn't have a light on.
Dumbass. And then, like, we get this weird effect where the mask is, like, bloating off of the kid's face.
Yeah, I don't really understand.
And he goes out in search of help again. And he runs into a football player and a vampire. And football player kid has a mullet. I mean, it's not a lot of party in the back, but it's enough for me to notice. But Steve's like, can you please help me? I think I'm dying, for reals.
And then the football player tells him he stinks.
He does. That's great smell acting by that kid, by the way.
Yeah.
And then he's like, can you get the mask off? I can't get the mask off. He's like, look under my shirt. There's got to be a line for the mask. Can I take it off? He touches the collar. He's like, there's no line. And I can see the line above the collar.
No, there's like line.
The lower left there, there's the edge of the mask.
No, because that fucking collar is buttoned all the way up to the top.
Yeah. So Sabrina, Carly, Beth, I want to call her Carly Rae, and now it's not on purpose anymore, and Chuck are actively searching for him now, and are looking for Steve, that is. And he's now realizing that there's a problem, and he's trying to get help.
And then there's a mom and a little girl, and the mom is being a bitch. She's like, we're going home. It's late. The girl's like, but it's Halloween, you promised. And then Steve scares them.
Yeah. He's not trying to. He's just like, I need help. And then she's like, you should be ashamed of yourself. And then walks past him. It's like, all he did was ask for help.
I mean, to be fair, he's clearly a little boy. Dressed like an old man. Like, she has no reason to think that that should be an actual old man.
I guess so. But he falls down a lot.
Because old people can't walk good.
That's accurate, but... But Carly leads Sabrina and Charles over to the shop. Because when she got trapped in a mask, the shopkeeper was able to help her. And she assumes that's exactly what What's-His-Face is going to do.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah. Did they know... Or did he know where the shop... I guess he walked home from it.
Yeah.
Because he got led there and maybe couldn't find his way back. He's going to die, is what I'm saying.
Ideally.
Fuck that kid. But nobody's there. Nobody's answering the door because it's boarded up and it's dark and it's abandoned. But
it's not abandoned because the haunted mask is in there. Haunted mask one is in there.
Right. I don't know. Carly Beth starts sensing the mask or something?
I think it's just cold because evil, and she's not scared of anything anymore because, you know, she saw the devil. She looked the devil in the eyes and came back from it.
Yeah. Wore his face on her face.
And then we get to watch Steve's hands turn into old man gloves.
And his face morphs a little bit also. Not like away from the mask, but it just bubbles out for reasons.
Because they have that effect.
That's the best reason.
It's the Ninja Turtles, the next mutation reason.
Well, this was a Fox show. Carly Beth is leading the other two around because she's the evil mask expert.
Well, I mean, she is.
And they have broken into the party store.
It's not really breaking in. The door is open. They're just entering. They're not B&E.
I don't know if the cops would see it that way.
The cops are busy. It's Halloween. This is trash part of town, so.
Rounding up the people on PCP.
Yeah.
Which includes Steve, if you ask me.
And I didn't.
Carly's like, you know, this isn't good. There's nobody here. And there's no floating masks. And she accidentally spooks her friends.
Because Halloween.
Well, also they're in a dark basement where they should get murdered in the bad part of town.
Because we know that there's like a haunted murder mask floating around controlling a man's body right now.
If anything, there should be a meth lab down there.
Instead, it's a mask lab.
This scene takes forever.
It sure does. Just to be like, hey, let's not be here.
Yeah, let's keep looking. We cut back to Steve, and he's on all fours crawling about.
Now he's officially wearing the haunted gloves as well as the haunted mask.
Yeah, he's like, I'm turning into an old man.
Carly Beth told you this would happen. You're a bad listener.
And a dick. So fuck you.
But so then...
he falls down again, and haunted mask original is there, and he pulls back his hood, and he starts hissing at this kid. He's like, your face. It's my face. You're so old and hideous. So perfect.
Stop just reading the script.
Do what I want. But he's like, I'm the evil that controls you. So now you have to do the things that I say.
I think the first haunted mask is the hauntediest mask.
It was the original recipe. It's the very first one made.
I guess so.
He explains to this kid, now this mask is just your face now. So you're old and feeble and you can't breathe good.
You have emphysema.
That does look like the face of an old smoker.
Oh, absolutely.
His face is all droopy. Smoke breaks down elastin in your skin, so that's why you get all saggy.
Easy there, Bill Nye.
That's real science. So, a Haunted Mask original is like, go get the bust of Carly Rae Jepsen.
He says, I'll be in the cemetery. Bring it to me.
I will wait amongst the gravestones.
But it has to be by midnight, because then it's not Halloween anymore, and the power of Halloween isn't a thing anymore.
Yeah, well, his fairy godmother came and gave him life.
Aha.
And you know how they do with deadlines.
Right.
They're very strict.
True.
He doesn't want to turn back into a pumpkin.
So then the Haunted Mask Man leaves, but his voice stays and repeats everything again. Like, go get the bus, or you'll be an old man forever.
Act break. And we come back. Everybody's due home by midnight also, which is very convenient.
That's true. The dog's no longer wearing a hat. Steve's dog.
Yeah, we're at Steve's mom's house. And she's like, yeah, he's with Chuck. He didn't come back because Sabrina and Carly think that maybe he has retreated home. They are incorrect. So they lie to his mom. And he's like, yeah, he's probably fine. And then...
I mean, at least they were smart enough to have Chuck hide and not be there. Because he's supposed to be with Chuck. And she would have freaked out. And it would have been a whole ordeal.
Yeah. But then, then Carly is very upset with everybody for not believing her when she told her crazy mask story.
Right, like, she's told it repeatedly just in the last day. I'm sure she's talked about it the whole last year.
Because she can't fucking shut up. And they're still like,
you don't believe that, do you? Yeah, she's been talking about it the whole time.
Yeah, but it is nonsense.
And Carly Beth's house and Steve's house are decorated exactly the same. So I thought for a second he had shown up at his own house. But, no, he went to Carly's house, because that makes sense.
They're probably houses that are next to each other.
Yeah, they can't be that far apart. And, I mean, why would the props department buy different decorations when you can just take them from one set to the other?
Yeah. But Steve has gone to Carly's house, and he is now leaning into his role as a creepy old man. And he talks to Carly's mom. He's like, can you get me some water, please? I think I'm dying. She's like, do you need an ambulance? He's like, no, just water. And then she's like, yeah, okay. Because she's very Canadian. Doesn't shut the door behind her, which is the thing I would have done and locked it. Because there's a creepy dying old man. You don't want him dying in your house. So she goes and gets water. He sneaks in somehow.
Very quietly and sneaky.
Even though his breathing should be very ragged. And she should have heard that sticks pounding on the floor.
Well, she's not very good. She let her daughter get haunted masked as well, so...
And then she doesn't see him out there, and she's like, well, I guess that's handled, and shuts the door.
She's still noticeably spooked, though, as she should be.
Yeah, she can probably smell him, because he smells bad.
That's true.
Yeah, that's probably fine. And then he goes back to the kitchen to get rid of the water. So Steve grabs the bust, which is not the original bust.
Well, in the book it's not, and here it's implied there's only one bust.
Why is she carrying it around?
There's no explanation for that.
Also, didn't she bury it in the first one? Did she dig it up?
No, I think, she buries it earlier when she is the haunted mask.
Right.
And then she unburies it to prove that her mom loves her.
Right.
Because her dad's dead or something.
Sure. So, Steve is wandering down a dark alley in, I don't know, the murder district?
I mean, it seems to be the town square. There's a big clock.
And he's having trouble walking because he's super old now. And he's only got 15 minutes left before midnight. And then we cut over to Sabrina, Carly, and Chuck, and they're like, you know, we haven't looked in the cemetery, which...
The very foggy cemetery.
Yeah. And if they weren't 13, it would seem as though he was trying to make it with both of them. It's like, let's go into that secluded cemetery. It's almost midnight.
Is this how you hit on girls, Sky, is bring them to the cemetery?
Is that not how you do it?
No, but I'm afraid of cemeteries.
So we cut back to Steve, and he's walking down a hill, and then he falls down a whole lot.
Do you think that this was, like, do you think this is a cemetery, or they built this cemetery?
It looks built. Like, they don't look like super real gravestones.
Yeah, I guess that they don't. They're too haunted-y looking. Some
of them are very thin, also.
Yeah, that's true. And they're awful close together.
Yeah. So, he makes his way in there. They didn't set up a meeting point or anything, but he's just in the middle of the cemetery, and then Haunted Mask Original Recipe
comes
strolling down the hill.
Maybe it's not a very big cemetery.
It's possible.
Where you can see each other from one side to the other, so.
But then we should have been able to see Sabrina and... them.
Oh yeah.
But Haunted Mask Original just walks down the hill, and it's really silly looking. Like, if he had just glided down it would have been a lot creepier, but instead he just has a casual stroll into the cemetery. So Original Mask says to Steven that smash it, because then I'll be able to control Carly. And then Steve's like, no, I don't want to do that. And Original goes on this tirade where he's like, I'm gonna soften your bones and make you super old and gross, and your body's gonna be dirt
and your hair or something.
Spiders, and I'll fill you with spiders.
He seems to have that power.
We don't see any. We don't see a single spider
because they're inside of him. He's filling him with spiders.
But you'd think he'd cough up one or show one, but then, Steve immediately gives up. He's like, yeah, I'll do whatever. Just let me smash this. I'll do it right now.
Let's say you're a Haunted Mask and you want a host body. Do you want a full-grown man's body or a 13-year-old girl's body? What's that mask going to do when that 13-year-old girl's body gets her menses? He's not going to know how to handle that. He's not equipped for that.
I don't know.
I mean, the Haunted Mask does look really good when it's on a body that's wearing overalls, so he has that going for him.
That is the moral we got from the first one. Yeah, I don't know. That's a good point.
Like, you have a host body. I can understand wanting to murder Carly Beth.
Yeah.
That's fine. She fucked you.
Like, revenge.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know that it needs a host body.
It's true. It's opening doors and shit on its own.
It's just floating around. It's fine.
I mean, having a body would make things better. It could drive a car and stuff.
It can just materialize places, though.
No, it has to float, doesn't it?
I don't know. It just seems to pop up wherever.
Well, it's because it floated there. I'm just saying, a grown-up man's body is going to get you farther than a little girl's body. If nothing else, he's taller.
It's true. The high shelves.
Now that right now, there are just two actors on the screen in stupid masks. Whose mouths hardly move, trying to talk to each other.
Which is par for the course for the show so far.
Yeah. And then when Steve tries to break the Carly Beth face, it animates and talks to him.
Yeah, just like it did in the first one, but with Carly. I really wanted him to smash it on a headstone. Instead, he just throws it on the ground.
It breaks real easy.
Then the Haunted Mask, he pops his hood up very dramatically and goes to find Carly.
Because he has to scare her proper.
Yeah. And then the trio find Steve basically immediately.
No, first they find the hole where the mask was buried, because she buried it in someone's grave.
Well, she knew people wouldn't be poking around in there.
I guess so, but like...
Unless it's one of those crooked cemeteries.
They're going to rebury all these people.
Uh-huh.
Or, I guess not rebury them, just reuse their graves.
Yeah. Well, you would eventually have to fill it back in, so it's technically reburying them. But at this point, the kids finally discard their candy bags, because things finally got real.
Right? I was really proud of them for holding onto their candy bags the whole time. I mean, they don't throw them very far, because they have them later.
It's true.
So,
well, they left them by the...
They're smart.
They left them by the hole.
Yeah.
They knew where it was exactly.
Exactly.
They know they have to go find Steve, and then the original Haunted Mask appears. He's here for Carly. And then nobody notices Steve walk up behind her, and the other two kids don't do anything to help Carly as he walks up and grabs her from behind.
To be fair, at this point, if I was the other two kids, I'd be gone. They want Carly Beth? They can have her. I'm going to get my candy and go home. When the police come in the morning, I will say, a very tall man and what I'm pretty sure is Steve absconded with her.
You wouldn't call them that night?
No, fuck that. I'm staying uninvolved. Especially Chuck. He could just go home. He's not supposed to be with Carly Beth. Sabrina will deal with it. He is supposed to be with Steve, though, so if something happens to Steve, he's in trouble too, I guess.
Yeah, probably. So, the original Haunted Mask is real high on Halloween magic, and dawdles for a real long time, even though it's almost midnight.
This guy, he's evil. He has to exposition for a minute,
I guess. Oh, right, and so Steve has her from behind, and you can see the edge of his mask now
you
over
can,
his
yeah.
collar. Original recipe, throws off his cloak, and throws off, I don't know,
the body?
Mask maker.
And apparently the man was a cloak the whole time.
So he was,
it's hard to say.
He was just two chimps in a cloak. And then the mask goes to attack Carly. But at the last moment, Steven is just like, no! And shoves her gently because he's an old man and has no strength. And the mask headbutts him. And he falls down. And then it strikes midnight.
Very well timed, all of it.
Yeah. And then mask maker guy is like, take off the mask. You can do it now. Like, oh, yeah, I can. That was the edge that came up earlier.
Oh, it's got to be so hot in there.
It's got to be super gross. But his hair is not wet with sweat like you'd expect it
right.
to be. But the mask just came right off. It's fine. The other mask, original mask, is just on the ground somewhere.
Because the Halloween magic went out of him.
Yeah. It's not Halloween anymore. It's now November. It's Christmas time.
Yeah.
It was Christmas magic that defeated the evil.
Told you.
Live and learn. So, the mask maker guy, even though this is his fault and his problem, he doesn't, like, take the masks from them.
Yeah, like he should, and throw them in that furnace.
Yeah. And Steve's like, what happened just now? And he's like, well, you shoving her out of the way was a symbol of love. One that you can't smash on the ground like a dick.
Now no one can ever use that against him.
Yeah. It's like, well, you also... It's your fault. You suck. Fuck you, Steve.
It's also very much that old man's fault. Like,
yeah.
Get out of our town, please.
Well, he was at least trying to destroy them. He didn't do a great job, but he was trying.
I guess that's true. But if he had destroyed them, like, weeks before Halloween, like we said... Look at that TV.
Yeah, he should have done something sooner, I agree. Instead, he waited a full year.
Yeah.
So we get an act break, and when we come back, we get footage of a fire in a fireplace, and I thought for a moment that they were just like, you know what, Yule log, it is Christmas time for the rest.
But instead, we're in Steve's house, and we see his old-ass TV.
It has dials.
Old for 1996.
It's got dials. Silly. And the kids are all just, you know, sorting through their PTSD and their candy.
Their teensy bit of candy they got because they had to quit trick-or-treating to go fucking save this asshole.
He's just sitting by the fire solemnly. And he has the mask in his fucking cardigan. Ugh, what an idiot.
They should cut it up. Like, yeah. Cut it to pieces and spread it around the world.
Oh, whatever. So, Mom's making hot chocolate. Which is nice of her, because it was probably... growing up, we never had a Halloween that wasn't fucking freezing.
Or on a Tuesday.
Yeah, or raining and freezing. Carly has her mask, Steve has his, and they toss it on the fire. Couple things.
They toss it on the fire in slow motion.
Yeah, well, they needed to stretch it out for time. And then of actually burning the masks, they have like a computer effect where they shrivel. And it looks terrible.
Imagine how that would smell.
Yeah.
Even if they were fake masks and they were rubber, it would smell so terrible. But those are, I guess, old magic human flesh. I think that would be even worse.
Yeah. I don't know if you've ever smelled burned hair, but it ain't great. like literally a second after Steve turns away, the original mask reinflates and escapes. And I, like, the only person left in the room is the dog, and I really wanted the dog to be wearing that stupid mask.
I thought maybe the dog was going to put the mask on, like, in the mask.
Yes, that's exactly what I was hoping for. But we don't get that. Instead, the dog takes it and takes it outside and, you know, does the shaking it, I'm going to break your neck thing.
Yeah.
And then buries it.
In a pre-dug hole? That's a deep-ass hole for that little dog to dig.
In the garden. Mom's going to be pissed. Mom's going to find that.
Yeah. Although if it is made of human flesh as it decomposes, I imagine it would be really good for the flowers.
And the dog buries it, and we cut back in it to the mask warehouse where R.L. Stine is still there. And he's like, oh yeah, Steve brought me some candy. This one's cream-filled, and it's a gummy spider that has no cream filling in it. And the end.
Yay!
I know I watched this show when I was little. I don't know how much I liked it. I think I just watched it because everyone was talking about it.
Yeah, I don't. I think at the time I knew it wasn't the best, but I still enjoyed it.
I liked some of them. I know I liked the Escape from Camp Nowhere.
I very vividly remember the first Haunted Mask because it was the first thing that they did and showed. It was a special on primetime.
That sounds right.
And we had to hurry back from dinner to my dad's house to watch it. And he had bunny ears on his TV. And we had to, like, wiggle them to get it in, and we watched it.
Now you could just DVR it.
Yeah.
Different times.
Now I can just watch it on Netflix on my phone on the toilet.
Yep.
And they just might.
Well, maybe the first one is what you were talking about.
Yeah. That's how you get hemorrhoids, is watching a two-parter on the toilet.
That's probably true.
But yeah, as a whole, the series is okay for like a mid-90s horror show filmed in Canada. Based on some books that are a mixed bag at best.
Yeah.
I mean, that early stuff is solid. I mean, for that genre.
I really only remember The Masked Mutant.
Because comics?
Yep.
Adam West is in that episode.
He sure is. As the Galloping Gazelle.
Yes. There are plenty good ones, though. Yeah. Say Cheese and Die is all right. That's the one I had signed by R.L. Stine.
I know there's one with, like, an evil sponge that causes bad luck.
It came from beneath the sink.
That's it.
That's, like, the second book. I used to be able to tell you the number and title, how they would correlate.
Yikes.
You know, Asperger's or whatever I had as a kid. I got better.
I don't think that's how it works.
All right, well, I don't know.
But, Jake, what was the most turtle-rific part?
The most turtle-rific part of this episode... maybe Carly Beth's duck costume?
She had a dance for it and everything.
It's true. Real weird dance.
Maybe she was a cheerleader and that was part of the cheerleading routine.
The dog was pretty turtle-rific.
The dog was turtle-rific. You are correct.
What's your favorite turtle-rific part?
The effect where Original Recipe Mask threw off the cloak and it was just a mask floating there was pretty neat.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I don't know.
I wasn't expecting him to throw a man off of him.
Yeah, like, in such a fashion.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. I really hated Steve. He's a piece of shit.
Because he had zero motivations?
Yeah, and he was just a dick. Like, that age group is just not great.
Well, I work in a high school that used to have a junior high connected to it, and then they rearranged the schools. But I was told that the junior high kids were the worst kids because they just had, like, they're trying to be cool. They're not quite adults yet. Like, the high school kids are, like, figuring out how to be an adult by then. And the junior high kids just can't do it. So it holds true in real life.
Yeah.
No one looks back and goes, seventh grade was all right. It was my favorite.
My seventh grade was better than my eighth grade.
I mean, I don't have a particular opinion about either of them.
I try not to think about them.
I was just there. Though I'm not actively not thinking about them. It makes me really uncomfortable.
But yeah, so that was Haunted Mask 2.
Mask
2 Furious.
It was our pop culture failure spooktacular annual spooktacular 1 first time we did it.
That is Sky the definite title. That is it. Henceforth.
Okay, good. You remember that for next year when we do Night of the Living Dummy 3.
So, thank you guys very much for listening. You can follow the show at Failed Pop Culture with no E at the end on the Twitters. You can email us at popculturefailure@gmail.com. You can follow me at Sandwich Surplus.
I'm at Midwest Love Affair.
And we will see you next time.
Yeah, we will see you next time.
Unless we see you first.
Oh, no.
Happy Halloween.
Oh, yeah, Halloween.
Also, that didn't really make a whole lot of sense, but fuck it. Goosebumps. Viewer beware, you're in for a scare. 'Welcome to Pop Culture Failure, where we do? It's been a couple weeks.
We watch a thing and then it's not great.
Yeah. Welcome back to Pop.
Just take one from an old episode.